We're doing the Ketur Shana of Mekor Chaim on the laws of requesting for rain. Although we mention God's giving rain starting with the last day of Sukkot, we say Mashiva Ruach Umorid Geshem. We started saying, as we recount God's greatness, we say Ata Gibor, God, you are mighty, Mechayim Etim, you bring back the dead. You are also Mashiva Ruach Umorid Geshem. You make the winds blow, you make the rain come down. In the mentioning of God's might, we also mention God's might in that He brings down rain, but we're not formally requesting the rain. That idea of requesting rain only began tonight. And tonight we started saying the Ten Talu Matar, or the Sfaradim have a completely different blessing of Barech HaShanim, of blessing the years, in which they actually we actually request rain. In Chutz Laaretz, that's on December 5th, that they begin requesting rain. But here in Israel, we started tonight. So we'll quickly learn the halachas from the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Mekol Chaim, and we begin and say that on the 7th of Mar Cheshvan, which is tonight, we begin requesting rain in the blessing of the year. We start saying Betein Talu Matav. Now in Chutz Laaretz, we start requesting 6 days after winter begins, which is 6 days after the Tkufa of Tishrei. They don't need the rain as much as we do. So they begin requesting on December 5th, and we all request rain until the mincha of the eve of Pesach. That's going to be the last time we say V'tein Talu Matav. And then Pesach morning, we have Tfilat Tal, the first morning of Pesach, and from the first day Chol HaMoed, we will begin saying Morida Tal, we stop asking for rain from the first morning of Chol HaMoed. We really stop at the mincha of the eve of Pesach, because after that you only have Yom Tov prayer until the first day Chol HaMoed. The Sfaradim, they say the blessing of Barchenu throughout the summer, and in the winter they say Barech Aleinu. That's a totally different blessing, which asks for rain, and this is based on the Kabbalah. We Ashkenazim, we always say Barech Aleinu, but in the winter months we started adding tonight, V'ten talu matar, Hashem, please give dew and rain. And of course, that's our Ashkenazi minhag. Let's say a whole city or a whole country requires rain, and it's the summer months, so they don't say V'ten talu matar, they don't change the blessing, but in the blessing of Shomea Koleinu, they request for rain. Even in the summer months, they add a request for rain. Let's say there are countries where rain would harm them if it would rain now in this season. This is the season where it would destroy their crops. So then he says they should not request rain during this period. But if it doesn't harm, even though this isn't the time when we would necessarily need the rain, it's not necessarily the rainy season in every country, so long as it doesn't harm, then even if it's neutral, we would go with the custom of saying V'ten talu matal starting now. What happens to people who are touring Israel? They're visiting here in Israel now, starting tonight, when in Chutz Laaretz they're not yet up to saying Ten Talu Matar. So this is a discussion among the poskim, but he brings that they should save a Ten Talu Matar here in Israel while they're visiting, because they also need rain right now over here. They also need the sustenance that it gives over here. What happens if a Jew of Israel is visiting Chutz Laaretz during this period? So again, this is a discussion, but he says they should not ask for rain, because they're like an individual, and an individual doesn't ask for rain. Rain is the congregation's request. And so if he's in Chutz Laaretz, the individual among the congregation doesn't go different. He goes with the congregation he's visiting. So an Israeli who visits Chutz Laaretz right now would stop saying the Tein Talu Matar till he gets back. What happens when he's in the air, in the airplane? That's a good question. Rav Avram Shapiro Zatzal, when he was in the airplane, so he told the Kohanim to do Birchas Kohanim. He said, the airplane doesn't have a minhag. You don't go by the land beneath you. You don't say, here the minhag is Chutz Laaretz, you don't do Birchas Kohanim. We know in Chutz Laaretz, Jews don't ordinarily do Birchas Kohanim all year. But he held that in the airplane you don't say minhag Chutz Laaretz. I don't know what he would say about this, about the Tein Talu Matar.
Interesting. When I'm planning, was the minhag of Chutz Laaretz?
Again?
Rav Shapiro is saying in the plane, the minhag will be minhag, will be which?
He said we could say it again.
No, but if you will be saying Birkat Kohanim, it's because they're coming out of the land of Israel. Right?
Correct.
Because if they will be already in New York, they'll not be saying Birkat Kohanim. No?
I don't know what he yelled. I don't know. It's a tough call, because Birkat Kohanim is a complicated halacha. No one really knows why we don't say Birkat Kohanim in Chutz Laretz. Everyone tries to give a different reason. The Ramah gives a reason. Everyone gives a different reason. But at the end of the day, we're grasping. We're trying to figure out why. We know this is the custom, but we don't know why. It's not clear why we don't say Birchas Kohanim and Chotzar. It's all the reasons that are given are really difficult reasons. They're very difficult to swallow. They're after the fact. After the fact, so we start saying, well, they need to toivel, they need this, they need that. Come on. It's like it's hard answers. No. Now, so again, an Israeli that's visiting Chutz Laretz, when the 7th of Mar Cheshvan comes, he doesn't switch. Even though technically his hometown just started saying V'tein Talum Matar, being that he's in Chutz Laretz right now, he does not begin saying V'tein Talum Matar. What happens if he already started saying V'tein Talum Matar and he goes to Chutz Laretz, but he didn't move to Chutz Laretz? It's not like he moved there for a half a year. It's not like he's going to live in Chutz Laretz now. It's he's visiting there. He's touring. So he already started saying V'tein Talum Matar. And then in a week from now, he's going to visit Chutz Laretz for a week or two. So then we say, being that he began asking, so the Rav Chaim David HaLevi holds he should continue asking because he already started in Israel. Now he's saying, look, there are some Rishonim who say that the Talmud says, when do you wait till December 5th? That's really, that the Talmud doesn't say December 5th. The Talmud says you go based on the season. You go a certain number of days into the season. When do you say that? Only the Talmud says it about Babylon. So there's a discussion. What would the Talmud say about the United States? When it said Babylon, did it mean Babylon and Syria and Egypt? It meant the countries that are near Israel. But what about further out countries in Chutz Laretz? They start like the land of Israel on the 7th of Mar Cheshvan. That's a big machlokas rishonim. The Meiri writes that out in Spain, they used to start saying the Tein Talum Matar like Israel tonight. That's what the Meiri says in his country. That's how they did it. So this is a machlokas rishonim. Today, it's pretty much accepted, to the best of my knowledge. All countries go with December 5th in Chutz Laretz. Once you get far away from Israel, everyone says it's the same as Egypt and Babylon, and they all start then. But it's really a machlokas rishonim. So he says, technically, anyone who's traveling to all these far-out places, like the United States and Canada and South America and all over, so they're technically, according to some rishonim, the halach over there is like the land of Israel. And even though we don't go like them, but being that he already started in the land of Israel, and he's just visiting there, and when he's just visiting there, so again you enter Machlokas Rishonim, what should he do when he's just visiting there? So we rely on that, and we say he should continue. That's what Rav Chaim David HaLevi writes. Now what happens if someone who's touring Israel is here in Israel on the 7th of Mar Cheshvan? Meaning he was on the here not only visiting during the period when we asked, but he was here visiting when we switched. So he started switching like us. And then he goes back to Chutz Laretz. And there's still a long period till he's supposed to start asking. So here again, Rav Chaim David HaLevi holds he should continue asking. Once he was here on that day of switch and he started asking with us, he should continue with us.
So
No. Doesn't work that way.
Because if you're unsure of, you know what I'm saying? Because it doesn't seem that there's like a clear angle. So when you're davening, you know what I'm saying?
We generally say you're davening for the place you're in.
Okay.
If you're there, you daven like them. You're here, you daven like here.
But in the last example, it says if you're here and you switched over, then you should continue to switch over.
That's his opinion, yeah. Not everyone agrees with that, but that's what he holds, yeah.
The question is, in the southern hemisphere, how many different seasons?
That's what he's saying. So, provided that it's not harmful, he goes with this. If it's harmful, then he won't say V'tein Talum Matar during this season. And when it becomes his season, if that's after Pesach, then he'll have to say V'tein Talum Matar in Shomat Tfilah.
So will it be possible that people differently than us when we start saying blessing for the rain, they started as a blessing for the sun, or the...
There is no blessing for the sun.
Blessing for the summer.
They would say it like the summer, and because they shouldn't ask for rain when it's harmful to them, but if it's just not good or not bad, so then they would go like us. They would go like Chutzlarts. If it's harmful for them during this season to ask for rain, they would not ask for rain. And when they do need rain, being that the rabbis did not institute a formal request then they would have to ask for rain in the blessing of Shomat Tefillah.
So why not change? When we started something, it would start to do the opposite. Why?
I don't know why the rabbis didn't institute it this way. I don't know.
And it's not supposed first to be praying for rain in the land of Israel, not in place to be rain?
I didn't follow.
The idea is not to pray for the rain to fall in Israel?
No. You're praying for your place.
It comes to that, when we pray for the being of the state of the rain, maybe Yom Kippur.
No, always. You're praying for your location. Hashiveinu Avinu Melech Av Meshuva.
When do we pray for the welfare of the place we are in? We don't do that.
All of Shmona Esrei is about the place you're in.
Is
about no. Yerushalayim. You ask for Yerushalayim to be built. Obviously, you're talking about Yerushalayim. But when you say, V'techazena Einenu, who is Einenu? Us. When you say Refeinu, it's us. So, right, but it's us. Who is Einenu? I'm talking about us. I'm talking about the congregation. I'm talking about the community. I'm talking about the broad Jewish people, like the Arizal says. When I speak about Barech Aleinu, I'm talking about Parnasa. I'm talking about the Parnasa of this place. I am. That's what I'm talking about. I can also have Kavanah for the people of Israel too. That's very nice of me. But the prayer is really about the place I'm in. When I...
The way I learn is if there is enough prayer in Israel, there will be enough prayer for all countries.
It's a spiritual concept. But when we pray, we're praying for the place we are.
So, just to sum up in conclusion, for a real-world example, hypothetically speaking, if someone's here for a year and then they start saying it tonight and then they're going back on Monday, when would they continue saying the rain or not?
He holds they would continue, yes. That's what he holds. I think every person should check with their local Orthodox rabbi, being that there are multiple opinions. But if you don't have a chance to do that, you could rely on him. One thing I would warn that person is that if he's a chazan, he should be careful.
Yeah.
He's at least in the Shmona Esrei, he says out loud, he shouldn't say it that way. Okay. Everyone
so
will jump on him.
I'm
assuming he will be a chazan. Halacha ches. Now, if a person asks for rain during the summer, he has to repeat his Shmona Esrei. If a person forgot to ask for rain in the winter, he also has to repeat his Shmona Esrei. Rain is something that's critical for the world to succeed. And rain in the summer, at least here in Israel, is destructive. Let's say a person said, V'ten talu matar. So long as he didn't conclude let's say a person forgot v'ten talu matar. He forgot, he left it out tonight. So long as he didn't finish the blessing, so he could still fill it in and start from there again. V'ten talu matar and run through the rest of the blessing. Let's say he finished the blessing, so he said, Baruch atah Hashem mevarech hashanim, but he didn't start tkab shofar gadol. He said, Baruch atah Hashem mevarech hashanim, and suddenly he goes, like, so you should say right then and there, V'ten talu matar li'v'chal p'nei adama. And then go on to Tka b'shofar gadol. No, always.
Yeah.
So long as you didn't start the next blessing, you could still fill in what you had to fill in. Now, let's say a person started the next blessing. He said, Tka... Uh-oh. So you should continue his prayer. And when he hits the blessing of Shema Koleinu, so then in Shema Koleinu, before he says, Ki ata shumeh tfilat kol peh, he should stick in v'ten talu matar li'v'chal p'nei adama. Hashem, please, v'ten talu matar li'v'chal.
Should he stick it in right at the end?
Before Ki Ata Shomea.
Ki Ata Shomea says no matter. Yeah, where you can insert anything.
Right.
Can you insert English?
Yes.
He said if he didn't finish Tekka Shofar.
If he didn't start the words Tekka, then even though he finished the blessing, Baruch Ta Hashem Mevarech Hashanim, so he could still say, Baruch Ta Hashem Mevarech Hashanim, V'ten talu matar li'v'chal al p'nei adama. And then he starts Tekka b'shofar gadol.
Okay.
It's the next blessing. The next blessing after the blessing of the rain is Tekab Shofar Gadol.
You can say it after.
Right. But you say, if he starts to say Tek,
once he said Teka, he can't say it until Shema Koleinu. If he finished Mevarech HaShanim, he finished the blessing on the rain, but he did not start the next blessing, so he's in between the two blessings. At that point, he could say V'tein
Talamata. That's so cool.
Once he said Teka, he lost it until Shema Koleinu. When he gets to Shema Koleinu, before he says Ki Ata Shema Tvidat Amcha Yisrael Barachamim, where he's allowed to interject his own requests, he should ask for rain. Let's say he missed it there.
Yeah.
Baruch Ata Hashem Shema Tfila, but he didn't yet say Ritzei. So then at that point, he should say V'tein Talumata, because again, he's at that break between two blessings. And then he'll say Ritzei. Let's say he said Ritzei, and then he says, wait a second. So then he has to go back till Barech Aleinu as Hashana Azos. He has to go back to the blessing of the year. He cannot go back to Shema Koleinu and say, I'll stick it in there. Once he missed it in Shema Koleinu, once he started Ritzei, he has to go back to the blessing of Birkat Hashanim. What happens if he finished all Shmona Esrei and then he came to our class here tonight, or just as he finished Shmona Esrei, he said, Yul Ratzoni Mayfi, and he's taking his three steps back, and his neighbor goes, did you say V'tein Talum Matar? And he goes, no. So then he's got to start all Shmona Esrei again. I think a lot of people tonight. I said it out loud.
Everybody's saying it has like clutch, but then I think the whole back. No one had reminded anybody.
Yeah, that's the problem. When there's no rabbi there, what can we do? Let's say a person's not certain whether he said v'tein talum matar or not. So we assume that it takes 30 days to get used to it. The first 30 days, if you're not sure what you did, then we assume you missed it. Unless, of course, when you started Shmona Esrei, you told yourself, don't forget v'tein talum matar, v'tein talum matar. Now, there's one thing which you could do, which is helpful. If you take the blessing and you say to yourself, we'll go with Ashkenazim right now. Is there any Sephardi here? Yeah, okay. So let me have your Sephardi say that. We'll do it for Sephardim too. So what you could do is practice 90 times concluding the blessing, the previous blessing for a Sephardi. You would say, you practice that 90 times, starting the correct blessing, the blessing of the winter, then we'll assume, even if you don't remember what you did, that you did the right thing. For us Ashkenazim, then you would practice saying 90 times, Vetkomneit v'atal letovah, v'ten talu matal levachal p'nei adama. Vetkomneit v'atal letovah, v'ten talu matal levachal p'nei adama. You practice saying that. So what I do is, when I'm waiting for the chazan, or on my way here today, if I'm walking, so I can't really learn, so on my way to shul, from shul, within a day or two, I practice saying it 90 times. And then this way, if I'm not sure if I said it or not, I could rely that I said it, because I already practiced the 90 times. 90.
Why
90? It says it takes 30 days to get used to something. And we assume 30 days, saying Shmona Esrei three times a day, doesn't exactly work, because among those 90 days, you have Shabbos, so you miss a day, so it's approximately 30 days. Yes?
Let's say somebody by accident missed Mincha, so they want to do a Tefillah Midab or something like that. Is that what it's called?
Mm-hmm.
So what should they do?
We always say the Tefillah Nedava has to be that prayer twice. Meaning, let's say the Tefillah Nedava is on Rosh Chodesh. So you have to say Rosh Chodesh twice. Let's say you missed the prayer on Rosh Chodesh, and now you're going to make it up on Ma'ariv that's after Rosh Chodesh. So you'll say Ma'ariv twice without Yalav Yavo. Let's say you missed Mincha today and you're going to daven Ma'ariv twice. Say daven Ma'ariv twice with V'tein Talum Matar. The Ma'ariv is always, the twice Ma'ariv is what you're up to. So let's say you missed Mincha on Friday. So you're going to daven Ma'ariv twice of Shabbos. A totally different Ma'ariv to make up. You're going to daven Shmona Esrei twice. The first time is the Ma'ariv is the Ma'ariv you have to do for Ma'ariv that you owe now, that you're supposed to do now. And then to make up for the mincha you missed, then you make a second ma'ariv to make up for the mincha that you missed. And whatever you're up to, that's what you say. That type of tefillah.
It's really practical to do the
dash. Give me just 1 second, because Binyamin was waiting. Sorry. Yeah.
After, it's kind of funny, but like after the
lesson, let's wait 1 second. Okay. Yes.
So it's really practical to do another, not just to maybe one.
Sure. Why not? You could. Yeah.
It's not like it's great. It's halacha, right? But it's not, it's like enforced. It's something that people should do.
You know, we're in a chozer b'tshuva yeshiva, so I don't want to answer that. You know, each person at his stage. Yeah.